I would like to open the Finance Judiciary Committee meeting tonight, Thursday, August 1st, 2024, at 6:30 PM. Any, well, there is changes to the agenda?
Well, yes, actually, there is. Kitty informed me that number five, janitorial services contract, was not ready for tonight's meeting.
Yes.
She tried, but.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't come together.
We'll worry about that another day, then. Okay, approval of the minutes.
Yes, they were.
Okay, I did have three teeny tiny little things, Mike.
Okay.
On the first page, judge contract follow-up. Court days could be revisited. I know you meant as needed, not is needed.
Court days. Okay.
And, let's see this. Second one is on page, well, what, April 4th. Staff, building permits resolution, blah, blah, blah. The resolution address fees that have not been updated. I know you meant since, not since 2017.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last, but not least, I am not Counselor Leached on the next page.
Well,
I could be.
Where are we?
Okay, on the back page.
Oh, there it is.
Other than that, I'll leave you alone.
Okay. Well, I did get help this time. I'm very glad to get help.
She's getting kind of picky there. Well, leached. The leached. But I know what I do when I start typing. So, anyway.
And the computer's helping you and.
Yeah.
Before you know it.
Yeah.
Fighting with it. Yep.
Okay, are there any, so approval as corrected, right? Is that what you said? Okay, good.
The entire committee is in agreement, yeah.
We are in agreement. Okay. Any public comments? We have no public here tonight.
We have to have public first.
We have no public, okay. And number six, volunteer insurance coverage. Director Crocker.
Okay, so this has gotten a lot of discussion at the staff level. The way this started was our insurance agent, during a meeting that we normally have every year, they come in, talk to staff, they'll bring two or three people, and me and Kitty and one or two other people will all get together with them and talk about insurance stuff. So this came up. The topic of volunteer coverage for workers' comp citywide for all of our departments. So we've always had, or at least as long as I've been here, we've always had volunteer coverage. So this covers like council, it also covers you know, all the community services, volunteers, library, senior center, community service, you know, people from the court. So it covers everybody, and the agent suggested that we might want to consider moving that group off onto its own policy, but Jason and I discussed it the other day, and we just didn't really quite see the sense of it, so I wanted to walk you through kind of our thinking. And the reason is, the reason that it came up was because, so when our workers' comp is calculated, we pay about, it's like $50,000 a year to save. And when it's calculated, I basically put in all the hours that everybody works into this worksheet and then divided by what kind of work they're doing. You know, police, water, sewer, streets is a much higher rate than, say, somebody like an office worker like me. So we, through our payroll system, we keep track of what people are actually working so that we pay a rate. benefits, you know, reflects what they're doing and what rate we need to pay with SAFE. So anyway, so this is all calculated and it comes out to, you know, 50,000 give or take. And then there's this mod rate that basically is a percentage that adjusts that total premium based on our past claims. And so that mod rate, the idea is that cities and companies, you know, when they have these safety programs and stuff, you see a mill down the road with talking about safety, big signs, that's what they're working on, is to try and keep that mod rate from going against them. So in past years, when I first started here, our mod rate was less than one. So you'd calculate the 50,000 or whatever it was, and then that mod rate would be applied and it would go down a little bit. So it might go down to 45,000. But in the last probably close to 10 years, that mod rate's been more than one, more than 100%. And so because of our claims that we've had through the years in various departments, you know, police and public works, you know, they do a lot of things and work with tools and stuff. So they've just crept up on us. And so that's where we stand now. So that's what brought this discussion out. So their suggestion was based on their feeling that volunteers didn't have to be on our main safe policy. But the problem is, Jason and I talked, we feel like there's kind of some flaws in that thinking. Number one, we haven't had a workers' comp claim among our volunteers since I've started. So that's at least 15 years. Jason thought that there might have been one prior to 2010, maybe. So as far as what's driving that mod rate, it's really not the volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And following their suggestion, all you're doing is adding another $1,000 of premium to the budget to pay every year. So his thought, you know, was really, let's put the focus on safety of our employees and reducing those accidents where they really are affecting our rates.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have a much bigger effect, you know, if we could do something to reduce our accidents and keep them safer. That'd be a much better direction for the city to put efforts and possibly budget, if if the city manager or city administrator wanted to suggest enhancing our safety program or
mm-hmm.
you know, which is what he's talking about, that you know would be a reasonable direction to go. So that's what we came up with. I mean, your options would be, you could do the insurance. Basically what I just said would be option number two, which is his recommendation. Or number three, do both. I mean, you could put some budget and money into an internal program and separate the volunteers. But we just don't see any reason to separate the volunteers out. The other thing too, I asked for a clarification from the agent and I didn't hear back this afternoon, but this policy that I gave you the quote on, it has a relatively small limit.
That
50,000 was the top mm-hmm. of the highest one.
Yep.
But as far as I could tell, and this is what I wanted to confirm, it appears I opened our SAFE policy and it looked like that was $1 million. So.
That's the first thing I noticed. It's like, you're not paying out much for it, because if it was a medical thing, you broke your leg or something, that wouldn't cover it.
$1,000 wouldn't go too far.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't. Probably not even for the cast. But no, I think, in my opinion, I think you're correct. because it's like you said, it isn't the volunteers that are having the accidents and the problems raising the rates, you know, for the safe. But so I think I agree with you on that.
Yeah, so if the committee agrees, then we would like to just pass on this proposal from the insurance company, and
what do you think?
Jason will come up with some direction.
I think that, yeah.
Do we have to take this to council?
No.
Mm-mm. Well, it seems to pretty much make sense. Although you and I are pretty close-y.
So far, so good. Knock on wood.
I that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I just can't.
They're looking to get more money.
Yeah. It. I think that's the thing. It was like, huh. So that's a pass from this committee.
Okay, so I'll say referred back to staff then.
Yeah, I'm all for the like a safety program or whatever, you know, earn points if you stay safe for 6 months or whatever they do, because I know they have all kinds of things that.
Yeah, and we've done various things like through with CIS or SAFE in the past, little incentives and different things.
Yeah, but that's the word.
You know, I think. You know, when I brought it up, I think the feeling between us was that, okay, yeah, you know, this is probably a good time to get back to this and see what we can do here.
Sure.
Because we have had a few accidents over the last few years, so.
Makes sense.
Anyway. So, okay then.
Okay. Court software quote.
So, I'm bringing this to you a little early in the process. You know, when we did the last major upgrade, staff pretty much took it through the whole process of the bidding, you know, the contract draft, and we had looked at the software and looked at several of them. This one I'm bringing it to you early because it's really an add-on to our Tyler software. So, you know, we have our finance software that runs all the other departments besides court is Tyler Technologies. It runs finance, accounting, accounts payable, accounts receivable, and UB and payroll. So pretty much a lot of stuff. So, but we've been, when we made that change though, I knew that one thing that we would need to consider or should consider is the court software. So we left it with the vendor that we've been with for about, well, since 2012, so about 12 years, which we originally got bids on and changed to that. We converted to Cassell back in 2012, and that was a pretty big conversion. But anyway, it does make sense to bring court into the same software that the rest of finance is using. There are definitely some advantages as far as operations. Court is really isolated. It's hard for me to administer. I don't have very good access to it myself. I administer basically the software across the rest of the city. So when UB, like users, for example, and their security rights, who has access to what, you know, for example, you know, that all falls to finance, not necessarily me in my position, but that's just kind of happened because I've headed up this project in the past. But anyway, so that all falls here. So court being isolated has been kind of a handicap. The other thing too, IT has brought up to me that we're going to have a problem in the future. Right now, court is on its own little network and has its own set of workstations, a couple and a laptop. But that's only because of the limitations of the network that it's connected to, the police, and the software. So what they'd are suggesting is that we, if we got Tyler, so Tyler has a module for court. So we knew that. And in fact, and there are, I would imagine, quite a few cities around the state that would use it. Springfield uses it, which is a larger court. So I was kind of impressed that they use it. But anyway, so our thought is that we should pursue this, and what we need to do, I was talking to the sales rep and he sent this quote. Basically, it's what I expected, about $20,000 for the software and the project to convert the data, the whole thing, and then $1,650 per year for maintenance fees. $1,650 is, well, it's about $90 less per month than what we're paying now for Casell. So I thought, so that means over, say I wrote down some numbers. It's something like $1,000 a year in savings there. So I thought, so what I was thinking was, well, if the city spends $20,000, okay, you know, that software is good for at least 10 years. I mean, we don't change software that often. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 10 years, $1,000 a year savings, that, if you deduct that from the 20, you know, that makes, you know, that brings that cost down a bit. And Jason reminded me that, well, since we have this redundant hardware, and we're looking, apparently we're looking to replace that hardware.
Oh.
So we're going to need to, like it's at its end of life. So we're going to need to spend the money for another server and those workstations sometime soon, I imagine in the next year or two.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he, I didn't ask him how much that would be, but you know, it's got to be at least $5,000.
I would think, yeah, probably.
Probably more than that. So it just seems to me that the amount of money isn't really an issue, you know, so much that I would be concerned about it. Yes, the city will put out, you know, net somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000, but it would get court. It would solve some problems for IT and for court and for finance and me managing the system. So the court clerk can, she has people nearby that, you know, I think like Springfield, we've already been in contact with Springfield. So, you know, I think it'd be easy. Oh, and the other thing is, if I haven't already really said this, but, you know, the fact that if she's in Tyler, then it's really easy for us to help her fix things.
Well, that's kind of what it's, what I read this, that's kind of what it sounded like, that this would help everybody and her. Where,
yeah, because now if somebody has a problem in Tyler, really if it's another department that I'm not that familiar with, like UB, it's really not hard for us to, like for finance to assist because, you know, everything works from module to module, the same. Mm-hmm. So the security, you know, carries over, and so there's just a lot of things that would be much easier to maintain. I can get into UB and fix something when, you know, if they have a problem, the software needs to be adjusted or whatever. You know, I can get in there without having to know UB completely, you know, or AP is another area. I don't work in it a lot, but I can go in and fix things for them when they get stuck on something. So anyway, those are the reasons we're thinking of. As far as, so I wanted to bring this to you and kind of at least bring it to your attention that we're talking about this. What we would like to do is move forward with looking at the software, doing our demos with the sales rep. They'll you know, probably on Zoom, bring up the software and walk us through it. The quote is good for a while. Jason had some thoughts. I didn't write it down though about how to budget. I think the intention was more, at least our discussion was more like if we did it this fiscal year, this is how we could get it in the budget if he doesn't already have appropriations in place. But, so...
Yeah, it's anyway, to me, it's not an overwhelming amount of money.
No, it's a relatively small fix. It's kind of a big fix for
the court,
change for court, though.
Yeah, but and the court clerk is happy with all this. She thinks this is a good idea, too.
Yeah, but it does have to go through the process. And, I mean, looking at the software and asking questions of their staff, you know, mm-hmm. other staff, I mean, that's part of the process. They have to, you know, it has to pass those tests, and she has to see a vision for, yeah, that'll work for us. But, you know, but Tyler's a big, big program, and
they have a lot of
customers, so it's kind of unlikely that they wouldn't
help you out. Yeah, it sounds like that's what they do. So, yeah, what do you think, Sandy?
Any questions or?
No, you said it's going to work better for everybody, it sounds like. So the money part was good. And you said it was a real secure, obviously they've been in business for a long time and you know all about what's secure and not. So do we pass this on or is this another one that we're going
to? If you don't have any concerns to relay back to me, then, you know, staff would just like to continue working on this project. And I'll come back with some final details. I would imagine sometime in the next few months.
Okay.
So it'd be good to get it done before I retire, actually.
Well, now so we could delay this for several years.
Dump on a new person. But,
yeah, I think I agree, and that keeps... moving forward with it instead of lagging, I think.
Now, is this going to work with the new police chief said something about they were going to be doing some new software.
Well, yeah, actually, I didn't bring up police. I do have to get with the chief and just catch up with him. My understanding is that right now there's no working link between their systems and court, and there was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, originally there was an actual link, and I don't know, somewhere through the years it got broke. I didn't get notified about it. Maybe they changed software or something, and I didn't realize that the link got broke. But I need to confirm with him, so because he was interested in this also. But I need to nail that down. Because he thought, at the time I talked to him a couple weeks ago, what I was getting from him was that this would fix that problem.
Ah.
So I think there's some manual data entry being done between the systems. So we need to eliminate that.
Well, that would be good.
Yeah, we don't want to pay dispatchers to manually type in citations.
Yeah, no, that's... And I know the software that he's looking at, too. It's things are so messed up connection-wise and what the officers have to do, and it's a mess. And so anything that would help this problem out is a good thing.
Yeah, so there's help there for him, too, for that department.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds marvelous. Municipal Judge RFP final documents.
Okay, so I thought what I would do, I got this back from legal, and there was more than a few changes, so I thought I would just run through those with you. I've got, so I gave you their copy with their changes in it. And one thing that I noticed when I was running through it today, Exhibit A in the contract was not filled out. He just left it, put scope of duties here and left it at that. And I didn't realize that when I went through it the first time. So I created that
Thank you.
To be Exhibit A in the contract. And all this is what the judge is responsible for. And the first page is the city charter language. So items 1 through 5 are just section 26 out of the charter, chapter 5. And then on the back side of that page are the duties. And those are the same duties that are in section 2 in that same contract. So I don't really know why legal wanted to relist them again, but I just did what they said. So that would become Exhibit A. So if you'd like, I could go through the changes that I listed out. There's not too many of them.
I think that'd be good. Go ahead and do the changes.
So, starting with the request for proposals. So I'm going to give it to you by page number. So I changed the due date. So in the middle of page 1, okay, you see deadline, proposals are due, So I put in 9/15/24. So if this goes to council next week,
I'm screwed up.
You can probably get it out.
There we go.
I've been talking about this for a while, so I thought it'd be nice to get it moving, get it out.
Yep. Okay.
And then page 2. Let's see, section 3, item, first paragraph. Annual reports to council. So they added at the end of that first paragraph, so you see item number 3 on that page, and then that little paragraph, it's right. So I'm on page 2. There's the RFP, and then the other stapled document is the agreement. But I'm on the RFP.
Okay.
Okay, so page 2. Labeled as section 3, and then that first paragraph, he added annual reports to council as one of the duties.
He being?
I am.
Carrie's assistant, one of the associate attorneys. Although, actually, looks like that was added by Carrie. But anyway, it came from legal. So that was one change. And then on the next paragraph, where it says court meets, they didn't have the current schedule. So I put in twice per month on the 2nd and 4th Thursdays.
Gotcha.
So I updated that. They also added the last sentence on that same paragraph where it says, in addition, the judge may be asked to consult with department heads as needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, small item, but yeah. That should be in there. And then on page 3, where it lists out the schedule. Mm-hmm. So I updated that. So release date would be the 8/15 date. Due date for the RFP would be September 15th. Then council consideration, I would think that would be October 8th, so the next regular council meeting. And then anticipated start date, December of 2024. So I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, but I just pulled those.
Well, at least that kind of gives you an idea of how it's going to work. You know, it's not going to drag on till next March.
Yeah, I mean, this contract is already expired, so, you know, I think the idea is to get it gone.
Get moving on it.
This opens it up for other people to apply to, is that?
Yeah. Then the only other, let's see, then from there, there was no changes for a couple of pages. Page six. They added the third bullet point from the top that negotiate a final contract that is in the best interest of the city and the public. I thought that was already in there somewhere, but because I've heard that before.
Hmm.
But anyway, they added that. And then item 13 on the same page, they added that section. So the appendix A reference, and then the references at the bottom. A couple of disclaimers. Okay, so that's the RFP. Do you have any questions about that? Next, that would go to council for their approval, and then we release it.
Yeah, I don't see any
reason why it shouldn't.
Okay, and then turning to the next item behind that should be the personal services agreement for the judge. There are there's kind of a few more changes there. So on page one of that, I inserted the date December 1st for a start date. We'll get to it. Well, this is the handout. They're under item two, where it says contractor's duties. So that's where they noted that we should list out that scope of duties on Exhibit A that I just handed to you. So
gotcha.
That's where that came from. And then page two, they added item 2.5, so the annual report.
There you go, okay.
Council.
That's good.
That's a good thing, yes.
Yeah.
They added an item in item number three that I didn't quite understand what it meant. But that little term in the middle of that paragraph says the council informs the mayor's supervisory role.
Is it pursuant to the city?
I didn't really know what that meant.
Mayor appoints and may remove.
But anyway, there is language elsewhere about the mayor making the appointment. Or I guess that was, maybe that was talking about pro tems. I should strike that. So anyway, so that little phrase I didn't really quite understand. Section 4.1, so they added some language there right in the middle of that paragraph where it says upon receiving the list. So this is talking about the pro tem judges.
Oh, shall review the list of nominees.
Yeah, so.
I guess what I'm seeing then is the mayor, the council pretty much tells the mayor whether they approve of this choice. It's the mayor's choice, but he goes by what the council tells him.
Isn't that the way it all
is? I think that's the way it is. But
to the mayor of the names. And
well, it doesn't.
To nominate these. The mayor? So, okay, the contractor shall submit to the mayor the names of those persons he or she wishes to nominate. So who's the contractor is the present judge?
The judge. Mm-hmm.
So
one of their responsibilities is to submit a list of pro tem judges.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay. Got that's right. That's right, that's
and
right.
She just did that, didn't she, a couple months?
Yeah, she did. Yep.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Those. Yep. I got it. I got it. Yep. Yeah, she just did that.
Legal acknowledged that the council is routinely asked to consent to the mayor's pro tem appointments.
Yeah, however that, yeah.
Because, yeah, it seems like I remember something about somebody asked a question about all the pro tems. They were all from the same office? Is that
correct? Yeah, yeah. Her office or, yeah. That was the question that there was.
Okay. And let's see, 4.1. 5.1 on page 3. There was some language added there. That must have been, something must have been there before, I would think, because we had to have had the cost of the contract in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but 5.1, it looks like it was updated or added. And then 5.3, the payments and how those are paid by the city monthly, submitted around the first of the month. So that's fine. Finance is fine with that. Section 6, there was a comment there, but generally they take care of their own dues and things like that. It's been like that for a while. And then 8.3 on the next page, so the insurance requirement. I did have that reviewed by WHA Insurance, and they approved it. And that is all of the changes. The rest of it, there weren't any changes, except for that addition of Exhibit A. So I don't know if anybody has any questions.
I just have one, and I'm not sure. Maybe it's just my little brain here. Contractor, let's see, it's 8.23. Contractor is not to be a member of the Oregon Public Employees Retirement System, nor employed for more than 600 hours in a calendar year by any public employer participating in the retirement system.
Yeah, so the city's not going to pay for...
Oh, they just don't pay, okay.
...for PERS, and this position is a contract position. They're not an employee. So legal is just being pretty specific about that.
Thanks.
That was in there last time, I think, too.
I'm sure it was. That only makes sense.
I will remember things like that, even though it was 2017. I'll remember.
Yeah. Want to make that perfectly clear.
So, if the committee is okay with this, I'd like to take it to council next.
Yeah, I don't see any.
No reason not to.
Not huge changes. Just, I think more. Making things perfectly clear. So, yeah.
Okay, and I will do that.
Okay. Holy moly, agenda forecaster. And I thought of something last night, and I'll be darned if I can think of what it was. If it was on the forecaster, and it's just it left.
Something to add?
Something, yeah. I wasn't real sure if it was, and I cannot remember what the heck it was. That we had talked about it.
Oh, you get home, send me an
email. Yeah, I will. Because, like I said, it was like, oh, yes, we need to get on with that.
And I'm not sure where this might fit in, but I'm seeing something that we've seen a lot of, the loose dogs and things. Does finance handle anything to do with licensing and things?
We accept the licensing fees and things, but police, you know, administers the program. They keep track of the licenses, so they log those licenses and enforce any problems.
So if they go to your place, they can do it there too, then? Is that what you're saying?
We probably sell most of the dog licenses because we're City Hall, and that's just where people come. But police
can also do that.
Take dog licenses also. But they're the ones that track it, though, and enforce it, regardless of whoever.
And the reason I came up, because I'd seen it a lot of lost dogs lately. And then somebody had asked me if they had to have proof of their shots before they got the license, and I said they used to, but I don't know how that is. Okay.
Yeah, cause it used to be you had
rabies.
Yeah, rabies. You had to have.
I've had my rabies shot already.
You're good. You could be licensed.
Be licensed at least for a year.
For a year. Dang it, I can't remember what
that is. One year requirement, and they need a license for up to 3 years if their rabies shot is for a 3 year period.
And they used to have a senior discount. Isn't there a senior discount? There used to be a senior discount. Before I was a senior. So I didn't know if it was still.
Yeah,
not that I don't have a dog, but.
The bottom of the form, I believe, tells the amount, price.
Okay. Well, that'll be good information for those that have asked me.
I should
pass it on. They won't have to call around.
Well, if I ever think about what I had, because I was, oh, yeah, God.
You will about 2:30. Just. Call Mike.
I'll give you a ring.
So, I think everything is in here as far as all the things that we've talked about or that I see coming up.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I've kind of got my own list going. But I believe I don't see anything that is left out. We have a number of various contracts and things coming up that we need to talk about or do an RFP or something. So Kitty's got her janitorial contract.
Maybe that's what I was thinking is about the contracts, because so many of them were coming due. And
yeah,
they
kind of piled up on us. So the audit RFP, that should be at your next meeting. There's a couple of little ones, the WHA insurance contract for a MERP plan that we have, lien reporting, something I gotta work on. So, yeah, a few things.
Yeah. I think we'll be busy. We won't have to worry about it.
I do have couple other things just to mention to you. Jason thought we actually don't have a staff comment section, so.
Well, we have now. We are including that.
The audit arrangement letter from the auditors should be coming to council. Fortunately, he hasn't got it to me, and now he's on vacation. So I was really hoping to have it, but I'm not even sure it's going to make it for the August council meeting at this point. But unless there is any reason you wanted to talk about it, you know, it's a standardized letter. Doesn't change. The amount will change. But unless you really wanted to talk about it, I brought it here before in the past once in a while, but not always.
No, the auditor, the one that said that we had to pay some money to federal or something, because we...
Just the one that every year...
The annual audit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be for fiscal year 23-24.
Yeah.
Did we ever figure out... They said that we got one and we knew how much it was, but we didn't know. And I don't remember if it was state or federal that we still had to come up with.
IRS notice that we got? Oh yeah, that's been cleared up and paid, and oh yeah. We were in the process of cleaning that up, I mean, at the time that he was here, so.
Did we ever figure out how much it was?
Yeah, what did he say? Didn't he say it was about?
Well, I thought he didn't have one of them yet, so I just didn't.
Well, one of them went down a little bit. I mean, it was still $6,000, I believe, to the IRS. So that one went down just a little bit. The other one, Oregon, was, well, it was quite a bit less.
Oh.
I'm thinking like $1,000.
Oh, good grief.
Something. So, yeah, that was very unusual.
Yeah, it's the first time I'd ever heard anything as long as I've been on council, and it never happened, I don't know.
Well, we really avoid those things.
Oh, yeah. See, you can't leave, Mike, because it'll probably happen.
That was due to certain staff.
Sometimes
errors,
things happen, yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Who's no longer with us.
We don't have to worry
there
about
you
that
go.
Anymore, yes. But no, I can't. If it's the same old, I don't know. I really don't see. It's just repetitive as far as bringing the letter or whatever, unless you think it's necessary. You know, if it doesn't.
But
come,
it is a contract, so council needs to approve it, and
right.
There will be a new estimate for the audit. I imagine it'll go up a little bit. It usually goes up a few percentage points every year. So.
But it's whatever. Works,
but,
you know, it's important it goes to council, but if it doesn't, if there's not time, if it's whatever,
yeah, it doesn't,
it's
if
fine.
You can't make it by the
yeah,
this
okay.
One,
don't
you can do it
okay.
For
well, I just want to make sure you're okay with that. You didn't
yeah.
Have anything you want to talk about? Another thing, so we just got a notification from GFOA about one of the awards, and you know, I didn't write down which one it was, but it must have been. I'm thinking it was the audit one that we just got, but tell you the truth, I don't remember, but we get those just show up in the mail, so it's always good. We're still on track for those.
Good.
I'm actually going to submit the budget that we just finished. I need to do that sometime in the next few weeks.
So good.
They'll review that. And
good.
Give us some feedback.
Good. Because we're good.
Good to keep that going.
You're good.
Amazing, the years roll by, and now we have, so on that one there, we've got 5 annual stickers there.
Wow, isn't that something?
You know, it seems like we just started doing that.
Oh, I see that.
The other one is in my office. I think that's the
You
budget.
Should wear that on your collar. Fix it so you can.
<That's true.
laughs> Yes.
Take a little picture of it.
Yeah.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's pretty neat. Pretty neat.
I think that's, you know, I'd really like to see the city continue those two programs into the future and just make that as part of the regular routine.
Yep.
Because that keeps the city on track.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, up to a certain level. And that's, I consider that very important. So.
You bet. No, that's awesome.
Anyway, and then, another thing that's come up that I mentioned to Jason, and this is really just for your information, but our checking accounts. So we've had a checking account at Citizens Bank for the entire time I've been here. And it's been kind of an odd thing because the only thing we put through that account is the paper checks for payroll. Everything else, all the electronic payments, which most of them are electronic now. In fact, during the summer when we don't have pool employees, community services, a lot of months were 100% electronic payment for payroll. So so the only thing, I said that the paper checks are the only thing. The electronic checks also go through that. So it's only the net paychecks that go through that account. Taxes, PERS, everything else goes through the regular general checking account. And so it's been kind of an odd thing. You know, I'm not sure why we have that account or who set it up in the first place, So I talked to Jason about it, and we kind of had a problem. I was on vacation, and I had to get some funds moved over to that account, and the only way I could do it was to come in the office and write a paper check and walk it over there.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So, you know, nowadays, when we need to get money one place or the other, you know, it's just online or,
yeah,
you know, or I could do it by phone call if I wanted to, but you know, generally it's all done on the computer and it's very easy. So that really just kind of brought out kind of a glaring kind of a shortfall as far as our cash management that mm-hmm. you really ought to take care of that. So I proposed to Jason that, you know, we could just add an account over at U.S. Bank. It'd be very easy, and it would solve the whole problem.
I would think, yeah.
The software, Tyler software, will, I can switch that over really easy. So
that is weird.
I don't even have to reprint checks. So
that is weird, because even stupid me, I anything like that to transfer from an account to an account, zippity-doo-dah. It's like, okay, take one, you know, savings to here to pay this.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a big.
And it's not for that. I mean, my gosh.
So this would just be a small improvement, and it's going to benefit future staff more than me, but.
No, but, you're right, yeah.
Something to think about.
We should probably do that.
Yes.
So just we got that.
Bring the city up to date on the, yeah, modern times.
Now,
yeah, and then we have the called out that they had with the glitch in the system that everything went down
yeah.
3 days or something.
Well, that didn't affect us.
You know, but it affected banks and things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the airports were closed. And technology is good, but you still need a little something. And I'm not saying that that part should be done, but there's
and if you had any interest in looking at another, my last item, so I have a draft copy. I had one of those, Jordan, in my department, compile the master fee schedule
mm-hmm.
update. I don't know if you have any interest in looking at it.
Yeah, I would love to.
If you'd like to, I'd
yeah, I would.
It. But there's nothing to approve because it's all, it only has it's items in it that are approved by council, so.
Yeah, no, I'd love to see it, Mike. But no big okay. rush or anything, but I would like to see it. I'd love to see the difference. It's.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll bring that, bring it along next time. I'll just do it as a, well, I don't know if it needs to be an agenda item.
It, whatever you think. Whatever. Yeah, we can. Yeah, because like I say, I love to look and see the difference. That's like building permits and all that stuff. It's just how things change. I like to see.
Do you want last? Well, I actually don't have one from last year, so.
Oh, we want you to go back 10 or 15.
Could you
years.
Get that?
No, well, we haven't done it for a couple of years. That's why I say.
No, that's, no, no, that's good. Whatever.
I mean, I can, all I have to do is print the last one, but I think it would have been from probably 2021.
Really? Wow.
Or 22. But that doesn't mean that fees haven't changed since then. That just means that finance hasn't
right. yeah.
had the time to
mess with it. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, no, I get it.
So, okay.
All right. Anything else,
Not
sir?
For me.
Nothing for me.
Nothing? I have nothing. Thank you very much, sir. And we will adjourn the meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Good deal.